Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
John Taffer, owner of Taffer's Tavern and a host of Bar Rescue.
So we're talking because you're going to have the grand opening of the brand new Taffer's Tavern. It's going to be the first DC location, and there's other ones around the country, but the grand opening is going to be this Thursday, September 1st. How many others are there across the country, and you know, why did you decide to come into DC?
Well, this is the third one in DC. We also have Boston and Atlanta area. And, you know, we love DC. It's a great restaurant town. We have a great location down at Penn Quarter next to the arena down there. And we're just excited. And I'll tell you what's interesting, Jason. We just finished hiring in Washington, and we've been hiring in other cities. It was an incredible experience hiring in DC. We got an incredible staff of about 120. We were worried, you know, when you read around the country, it's really hard to find employees and people might not want to work, et cetera. Well, not in DC. We found a great staff. We found a great management team. So the city has been great to us so far.
Oh yeah. It's a big restaurant town. And I guess I don't think it always was that way, but in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, it's exploded with, you know, all sorts of, it's a foodie town now. It's great. All right, cool. So where exactly, I know it's down near Capital One Arena in the, you know, Penn Quarter, Chinatown sort of area. Where is it on the front, like the portrait gallery side of the arena, or is it on the backside, like where Bar Deco and everything is?
It's on the backside of Bar Deco, and everybody is right there. You'll see we got a nice big sign in English and in Chinese, by the way.
Oh, but that's everything down there, baby. Yep. That's awesome. So, speak to, I want to go into inside the restaurant in a second with all the menu and everything else, but speak real quick about the sort of the general location. How exciting is it to be, you know, people coming out of Caps games or Wizards games or just any of the other museums or anything down there? How exciting and big for business is it that you're located right by the metro there?
Well, it's a big deal. And obviously they turn the lights on in that venue a lot. There's a lot of activity there. But even just day to day, the walk by traffic, there's offices in the area. So it's just a great part of the city. It has a vibrancy and an energy to it that we really, really love. And we have a lot of visibility. So we believe people will see the brand, recognize it, and come on in for lunch.
Oh, yeah. It's cool to be, you know, near all the excitement. And, you know, sometimes if people coming out of those games or concerts, you know, the traffic can get backed up there in those parking garages. So you're actually really well situated, my friend, because a lot of times people are looking for restaurants, bars to just kill some time to let the traffic flow out. You know what I mean? Or if they metro, then they want to bite on the way in or on the way out. It's perfectly located. All you have to
absolutely
do, every now and then you hear some horns going, bam, 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 let's go Caps. But other than that, I think you're good.
Yep. Absolutely. As a Vegas guy, you know, I still have a little tough feelings about the Caps. You guys creamed us in that Stanley Cup. So we're still licking our wounds from that one in Las Vegas.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I mean, we waited a long time for that one, man. Vegas hasn't had a team too long, but we've had years of misery, and not even just misery, like really good teams with Ovi that we would be like, you know, the best team in the regular season. And then we'd get bounced in the first round for like, I don't know, it felt like 10 years or so that would always happen. So you got to give us that one. And then maybe you guys will, you know, you'll get,
yeah, one. You would do for sure.
Awesome. Well, very cool. All right. Well, without further ado, that's sort of the excitement of the location there. But let's go inside the restaurant. What do we paint a visual picture? If our listeners are hearing this on the radio, what do they see when they walk through the doors and look around? Like what kind of architecture? What's the layout like? You know, that kind of stuff. Atmosphere.
Well, we wanted the restaurant, and I've worked on this design for 4 or 5 years, Jason, and this is what I do, buddy. So this is some of the best restaurant work I've ever done. The environment has, you know, colorful fabrics, bricks, a lot of woods, very high-end finishes. It's a beautiful restaurant. Everything is customized from the booths to the chairs to the stools to the bar tops, all the custom woodwork. You'll see a video wall with curated video content throughout the tavern. You don't see guys sitting behind desks ever in a Taffer's Tavern. Our music system is curated. I have the only patent ever issued by the federal government for music management. You'll find that our music is highly curated in beats per minute and dynamics to create the feeling and energy and pace of an intimate yet exciting and fun tavern environment. We put our menu together to provide a $75 dining experience for half the price. So you're going to find an environment that supports a more expensive upscale tavern environment. And our food program we're extremely excited about is obviously delicious. My name is on it, so it better be. But our short rib is to die for. You know, our fish and chips are to die for. We have, we believe, one of the finest au jus beef sandwiches in the country. Everything on our menu is wonderful. We're not trendy, so we don't throw goat cheese on veal parmesan. We like mainstream foods, mainstream products, mainstream flavor profiles that people can come to 3 to 4 times a week or a month. We're not the kind of restaurant that you come to once a month. We really want to be part of the community. We want people coming all the time. So we have a menu that supports that type of frequency. Then, Jason, our cocktail program, we believe is best in class, and it should be. I'm Taffer, right? So our cocktails are as beautiful and as well presented as any you've ever seen. Colors, the bubbles, the smoking, all of the garnishing. Our cocktail program is outstanding, and we believe will rapidly become recognized as the best in the city.
Awesome. Thanks for the overview of the, you know, the menu and the bar situation. Just so I have a variety of sound bites, I'm going to put a couple different radio pieces together here. So I have some variety. Okay. We can air them different hours, alternate sure. hours. Do a deeper dive into the menu. What are some of the other, great items that folks can eat?
Well, you know, when we look at a tavern menu, we want warmth foods. We want connectivity. So we have some great pastas. We have a salmon to die for as well. Probably my favorite appetizer in the menu is our pork belly, which our pork belly appetizer, people literally go crazy for online. Also, our coconut shrimp is made in a restaurant, but everything about the menu. But my personal favorites, Jason, believe it or not, our steak frites is great and our short rib is great. And as I say, our salmon is great. But I've got a thing for our au jus sandwich. The bread that it's served on, the au jus itself, the tenderness of the roast beef and the color of it. And you know, every item on the menu is special. There's no white plates in a restaurant anywhere. Every service vessel is unique. Every plate is unique. I don't believe we're in a business to sell food and beverage. I believe we're in a business to create reactions. And food and beverage is not my product. It's my vehicle. My product is the reaction. So every plate is designed to cause a reaction. Every flavor profile is designed to cause a reaction. Our drinks are designed to cause reactions. And you'll find that you will react in those ways. And you'll get the Taffer's Tavern experience once you see all of those things and how they all come together.
Sounds great. Remind folks about why they might recognize your face and voice. How they've seen you on Bar Rescue. I guess it's Paramount Network. Yep. Is it Paramount yep. Plus or Paramount?
Both.
Nice. How long has it been going on? How fun's that been?
Well, you know, Jason, I've been doing Bar Rescue for 12 years now, which is unbelievable to me. We're approaching 240 episodes, my friend.
Was it Spike TV first? And then
it started on Spike, and now it's at Paramount and Paramount Plus, and it's on some other services and platforms as well. But, you know, I'm dropped into terrible restaurant and bar situations. I mean, these people are a week away from losing everything. And I'm given a short period of time to turn it around. So, you know, I am an expert in turnarounds, but throughout my life, I've always been a food and beverage person, and I've won just about every award there is to win in a restaurant, bar, and nightclub space over the years. But my name means everything to me. So when I put my name over a restaurant, Jason, after over 100 million people watching me on Bar Rescue and various news shows and financial shows, and I can't risk my reputation for a plate of food. So we work really, really hard. Everything has to live up to the brand and the expectation that the brand creates. And after 12 years of Bar Rescue, pretty high expectations, Jason. I'm the one who screams at everybody for getting it wrong. I better get it right.
Yeah, all the awards except a Stanley Cup, my friend. Boom.
Oh, that was dirty.
I know. No, it's okay. Yeah, 5 minutes for checking or something. All right. So tell me about what we have in terms of like the grand opening. Is it going to be like a ribbon cutting? Is there like a red carpet or what sort of how are you going big for the big opening here?
Well, you know, it's interesting. To me, the restaurant is about the customers, not celebrities and stuff. And I've got a lot of friends. I could line up the red carpet if I wanted to, but that's not the style. I'm coming here to open a restaurant. I'm going to cut the ribbon. We're going to let our customers customers in, and then I'm going to go all around the restaurant, shake everybody's hands, meet as many people as I can, and welcome everyone. So to us, a grand opening isn't a media event. To us, a grand opening is a welcoming to the market and everybody.
I love it. That's a good humble way to do it. Get the community involved. It's not about the razzle dazzle celebrity stuff.
Something, by the way, if I can, Jason, speaking about getting the community involved, you know, our menu encompasses local food items, local beers, and I don't want to tell you exactly what they are because I think you should go in and find out. But you'll find that we don't ignore the tastes in the culinary scene of DC in our menu or in our beer lists. We're not the kind of concept that comes in and doesn't employ local brands and products. We do. And you'll see them evident throughout the restaurant.
Awesome. Well, cool. Tell us real quick about your other locations. You said there's Georgia,
and Boston.
It's Watertown. That's where they caught the marathon bomber, Watertown, right?
That's right. So it's outside of Boston, nice suburban area in Watertown. It's an area called Arsenal Yards, which was an old arsenal that they took down and they built this unbelievable multi-billion-dollar mixed-use complex. Condos, apartments, stores, services. It's unbelievable. And we have a great location in Arsenal Yards, outside of Boston, which we're excited about. In Atlanta, we're in the Alpharetta area, which is a beautiful suburban area outside of Atlanta. And of course, now we have DC as our third. And right around the horizon is the Tampa area, Orlando, and Las Vegas.
Awesome. All right. Well, I mean, I have enough to work with here for my purposes. Anything else you want to say before we run? I guess let's end like this. Pretend I'm not even here. You're talking directly to our listeners. You know, say, hey, hey, everyone, come on out. You'll have a good time.
Yep. Well, you know, everybody, I've worked on Taffer's Tavern for over 5 years to create a special experience in the environment, the music, what you see, what you taste, what you smell, what you hear. And I can't wait for DC to experience it. So go in, have some fun at Taffer's Tavern.
Awesome. And when can we tune in to Bar Rescue next?
Our new season starts right after the first of the year on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock on Paramount. But right now, Bar Rescue is on Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Paramount.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you joining us. It's not every day we get to talk to, you know, a restaurateur legend like this. So thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure, Jason. Nice to talk to you, my friend. Take care.
All right. We'll catch you soon. See ya.